The head of Sony has broken his silence on the massive computer hack against his company that's led to heightened tensions between the United States and North Korea. In November, hackers broke into and locked up Sony Pictures' computer network, in the process stealing unreleased films and releasing embarrassing personal emails. Then came demands to cancel the release of The Interview, a comedy film about a plot to assassinate the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The FBI says North Korea was behind the attack, and the White House has since ramped up sanctions against the Hermit Kingdom. And overnight, Sony's CEO Kazuo Harai described the attack as vicious and malicious. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
One of the most vicious and malicious cyber attacks that we've known, certainly in recent history.
Sony's CEO Kazuo Harai has spoken publicly about the hack for the first time at a conference in Las Vegas overnight.
I have to say that I'm very proud of all the employees and certainly the partners that we've worked with as well, who stood up against some of the extortionist efforts of the criminals that actually attacked Sony Pictures and its employees.
Those criminals are a team of hackers calling themselves the Guardians of Peace. They seized a mountain of data from the movie studio's computer network and began distributing it around the internet. Scripts for upcoming projects were leaked. Employees' personal information, including their salaries, their passwords, and social security numbers, were exposed to the world. There were email chains in which senior executives ridiculed their company's own movies and complained about the demands of high-profile and high-maintenance actors. One email reportedly showed Kazuo Harai writing to Sony Pictures' co-chair Amy Pascal, asking for a scene in The Interview depicting the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to be toned down. And that film is at the center of this hack. The hackers demanded that it never be released. Threats of a terrorist attack at the film's premiere prompted Sony to cancel its release. It's since been made available online and in a limited number of cinemas. Kazuo Harai spoke about the staggered release overnight.
And I have to say that freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of association, those are very important lifelines of Sony and our entertainment business.
The hack has drawn a response from US authorities. The White House has described it as a serious national security matter. And an unexplained interruption to North Korea's internet services last month has been attributed to a US counterattack. But North Korea has denied any involvement, and so both sides are far from declaring an all-out cyber war. And the next step for Sony also remains unclear. Ross Johnson is a public relations executive in Los Angeles who advises companies on crisis management. He says despite the publicity, Sony will still lose money on The Interview.
That report from Pat McGrath.